when up sprang a fierce lion and roared out, "Whoever has stolen my roses shall be eaten up alive." Then the man said, "I knew not that the god belonged to you. Can nothing save my life?"
"No," said the lion, "nothing, unless you undertake to give me whatever meets you on your return home. If you agree to this, I will give you your life, and the rose too for your daughter."
But the man was unwilling to do so, and said, "It may be my youngest daughter who loves me most and always runs to meet me when I go home." Then the servant was greatly frightened and said, "It may perhaps be only a cat or a dog." And at last the man yielded with a heavy heart and took the rose, and said he would give the lion whatever should meet him first on his return. And as he came near home, it was Lily, his youngest and dearest daughter, that met him. She came running and kissed him and welcomed him home. And when she saw that he had brought her the rose, she was still more glad. But her father began to be very sorrowful and to weep, saying, "Alas, my dearest child, I have bought this flower at a high price, for I said I would give you to a wild lion, and when he has you, he will tear you in pieces and eat you." Then he told her all that had happened, and said she should not go, let what would happen. But she comforted him and said, "Dear father, the word you have given must be kept. I will go."